Colorado Republicans moved up the date for this year's caucus from March to have more of a say in the nominating process. Mitt Romney is fresh off of a win in Nevada, and most believe that he will win easily here in Colorado. So, Jody, what does the former Massachusetts governor have going for him here?
4 years ago, when he was running for president, he established a base here in the state. And a lot of people who are supporting him include the elected officials or former elected officials in Colorado. Not only that, but he's got a name that's well known in the state. There is a smaller population of Mormons, of course, than in Utah and Nevada, but he does enjoy support among them, too. And the fact that he seems to be the front runner, I think people want to be getting on his bandwagon.
Well, is there anything that could prevent a Romney win? Back in 2008, the national trend was favoring John McCain, and Colorado bucked that trend by going with Mitt Romney.
You're right. And there was actually some polling done over the weekend, and it shows that Romney is slated to win with about 40%. And interestingly, Rick Santorum comes in second with 26%. Gingrich is 18%, and Ron Paul comes in fourth with 12%. Of course, this is just a general poll from Colorado, but typically it has some validity, the people who are doing it. But Santorum, it's interesting in Colorado. He seems to be enjoying the support of a lot of Tea Party voters, and he's also the candidate that really hasn't suffered from a lot of personal attacks from the other candidates. So that will be interesting to see, too. Newt Gingrich, on the other hand, doesn't have much organization in the state, and Ron Paul has a lot of support, but they're more vocal than anything else, and 4 years ago, all of his support didn't translate into any delegates from Colorado. So we'll see if that actually materializes into delegate support at the caucuses.
Do you think the fact that this poll indicates that Rick Santorum and Ron Paul may be doing better here than expected translates to the fact that they were in Colorado last week and over this weekend and yesterday?
It of course helps. Newt Gingrich came in yesterday, and he was kind of the last of the candidates to be here. Rick Santorum had been in Colorado last year. Romney has been in several times, including last year and this year. And I think the fact that they're here in the state along with Ron Paul shows that Colorado is more of an important state than just a flyover state, and that they're paying attention here. And I think that's going to beef up their numbers.
Well, let's come back to caucus night, because caucuses typically bring out the most diehard of a particular party. There have been a lot of challenges made by Newt Gingrich that Mitt Romney is not a true conservative in this race. How does that help or hurt the front runners going into tonight and the preference poll that caucus goers will take?
So you've got the true diehards who are attending caucuses, who make their wishes known and who really vote their hearts for the candidates. That benefits people like Ron Paul and Santorum and even Newt Gingrich over Romney. As you mentioned, Romney is perceived as more of the moderate candidate, and he's been under attack from some groups and evangelicals. It's not really the conservative candidate. And as I said, most people who attend the Republican caucuses tend to be more conservative than the normal voters. So that does benefit the other candidates besides Romney.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.